Zagnata Oh. Shine. Dalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Namabhisachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasha Grajam Rupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Oho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yashipatita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambharo Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagapriya Karo Karuna Avataro Anapita Chidim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpaitam Andhuchvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachida Jachiya Dile Kapola Kahe Premananda Emana Gauranga Hridaya Dariya Bola Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Kaha Gaurangera Namare Bolo Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Kaha Gaurangera Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Kaha Gaurangera Namare Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Kaha Gaurangera Namare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Kanare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Kanare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Kanare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Tasmai Jagam Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Brajabalava Pahima Pancha Kobadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare So we're very fortunate to be here in the association with pure devotees. Someone may protest. Sikacharya Prabhu may protest, I'm not a pure devotee. But according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you are. And you can't argue with him. In his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he describes in the his explanation of the verse Apichet Sudara Charo Bhajate Mama Nanyabak. Sadureva Samantavya Samyagi Vasito Visaha. That this person is a sadhu, sadhureva samantavya, very important, you must respect them. But what is this person? He's a durachari sadhu. He's addicted to some dura achara, some achara which is not very good, some bad behavior. But because he's bhajate mama ananya bhak, he's doing ananyata bhajan. He's a sadhu. So, what is the definition of ananyata bhajan? There may be different definitions. Someone who's doing ananyata bhajan may describe someone like Srila Prabhupada, who no other thought comes in their mind. And this is vyavasayatmika buddhi keha kulunanda via ananyata bhajan. But Vishwanath gives another definition, more in line with the spirit of the verse, which is speaking about someone who's a durachari sadhu. He says that someone is a sadhu and he's doing ananyata bhajan if he's not worshipping the devas, if he's not taking shelter of karma or gyan or yoga. So, how many people do we see here in the room today? Because we're very fortunate, we have association with some pure devotees. But if you go to a football match here in Zurich, how many people are there for that? You may say, so many people are going there for the football match, but no one is coming here for Hari Katha. So they must be better than us. And we should give this up and we'll go there. Does this sound good, Maharaj? No. If you're going to sell diamonds, you don't have a big queue of people standing outside of your shop. But if you're selling pornography, you'll have 1,000 people waiting in line for that thing. Something very low class. So we're very fortunate, and we should appreciate that. We should appreciate the association of the devotees, that we have the good fortune to associate with persons who are not interested in materialistic life. It's such a very, very rare thing here in this city. So yesterday we also sang a song. We gave some long description of the meaning of it. I won't go in the direction again today. Yesterday we began to describe something about Thakur Bhaktivinoda's Gora Artik song. Kiba Jayo Jaya Gora Chandra Adoti the Shobha. And we described how the meaning of the word Shobha, very beautiful, is relevant because this particular Artik of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more beautiful than the artik of Krishna. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna plus something else. He's Bhakti Naipunya. He's the last limit of Bhakti. He's Rasaraj Krishna, Vasika Sekar Krishna, and Madanakya Mahabhavamayi Radha. These two things combined together form Mahaprabhu. And therefore, he has the beauty of Radha in the position of Krishna and the tasting of Radharani. So his artik is Shobha, very, very beautiful. Kiva Jayo Jaya Gaura Chandra, Arotika Shobha, Jananavitattavani, Jagamana Loba. And this artik is Jagamana Loba. It's attracting the minds of all the personalities in the universe because of the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we described something yesterday, why it's saying Jagamana. Because the Jamuna has again appeared in Kali Yuga as the Ganga. And Vrindavan Dham has appeared as Navadvipa Dham. Because Krishna Leela is none different from Guru Leela. And we spoke something about that. And we spoke something about the meaning of why Bhaktivinoda is saying Gaura Chandra, or the moon-like Gaura. And how we could see how he's invoking the first and second verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bande Guruni Shabhaktam Ishami Savatarikam Tat Prakasham Sachakti Krishna Chaitanya Samnakam. This first verse describes six aspects of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this song, we also find these same six aspects. You may question, how six aspects? We've always heard Panchatattva, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam, Bhakta Avataram, Bhakta Kyam, Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. But this first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying six features. And this is the first invocation verse of Kaviraj Goswami. It means the Panchatattva plus one. And that one is Sri Gurudev. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings in the next stanza, Dakin Nitai Chan Bhame Gadadhar. And we spoke something about one reason why it could be that why Nityananda Prabhu is Dakin and Gadadhar is Bham. Why Nityananda is on the right side? Because Balarama Heno Nitai, that Balarama has become Nitai. And Gadadhar is Radharani. And Radharani is in Bhamya Bhav. She's a left-wing gopi, and she's also standing on the left side of Krishna. And Radha and Krishna, Radharani and Balaram, they don't mix. They stay apart from each other. So Nittai, Daki Nittai Chan, Rame Gadadhar. Nikate Advaita. And we gave some little unusual, perhaps, explanation of why he's saying Nikate Advaita. Advaita Charya is Nikate. He's not saying that he's also on the right, a little further right, but he's saying Nikate. Nikate means nearby, which evokes the conception of Tatastha. Tatastha means something which is very close, but also separate. And this is a position of Advaita Acharya, as we spoke something yesterday. He's Harihara. He's both Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and Lord Shiva. So he's close, but he's also a little separate. Nikate Advaita. Srinivasa Chatradhara. And we spoke something yesterday about the position of Srivas Thakur and why the phrase Chatradhara, we could say, is being used here. He's holding a chatra. This has two meanings. One, we suggested, is that the literal meaning, he's holding an umbrella over Mahaprabhu's head. But the other meaning is that he's Bhakta Raj. Srivas Thakur, he's the pradhan bhakta in Gaura Leela. He's a predominant bhakta. And all the devotees take shelter of him. He's the incarnation of Narad Muni, who's come as a grihastha in Gaura Leela. And he shows us the ideal behavior of a grihastha by clapping three times and describing his system of economic development, which is simply to depend upon Krishna. He still has the same spirit as Narad. And from this we can understand that it doesn't matter whether someone is a grihastha, whether they're a vanaprastha, a brahmachari, a sannyas, but what's important is that we depend upon the Lord. So the word chatra means umbrella. Chatri also means umbrella. Chatri also means sishya or disciple. That personality who protects the guru, just in the same way that an umbrella protects the person who's holding it over their head. The chatri also means disciple who protects his Gurudev from criticism or perhaps sometimes by Krishna's divine arrangement, the guru may seem to make some mistake, and so the disciple, if he's editing or something, he may correct that seeming mistake. So it means here that Srivas Thakur, he's in charge of all the devotees. So this is how far we got yesterday. Speaking something about these personalities. Then in the next line, Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes that Bosiyachi Gorachan, Ratna Sanasane. Again, he describes that Mahaprabhu is like the moon. And he's sitting on a Ratna Sanasana. Now this is an interesting point. Have we heard in Gaura Leela of Mahaprabhu sitting on a Ratna Sanasana? Have you heard of that? I've never heard Mahaprabhu sitting on a jeweled throne. This can have several different meanings. Bosiyachi, he's sitting on this thing. From this, he evokes a picture from the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Bhagavat, of the Mahaprakash Leela, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his identity as Lord Narayan to the devotees. Prabhuji is asking a very relevant question. If Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Rup, if he's in the mood of a devotee, and that mood of the devotee is predominating in Gaura. We describe him as Mahavadanyaya Avatar, the most munificent incarnation, more munificent than Krishna. Why is he more merciful than Krishna? Because that Kripa Shakti that is also within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a personification of that Kripa Shakti, is Srimati Radharani. Generally, when Krishna comes, that Kripa Shakti is controlled by his Icha Shakti, his desire potency. And he doesn't allow that Kripa Shakti free reign. Because so many unqualified people, they may get mercy when they're not qualified. So although Krishna gave mercy to Sishupal and Dantavakra and all the personalities in the Battle of Kurukshetra, it was not the same quality of mercy as the Brijbasis received. That was a closed door, probation shade, entrance forbidden, only qualified people were allowed. But in Gaura Leela, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam, Nomi Krishna Sarupam, he's the same Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radha. Radha's mood is predominant, and Radharani is even more merciful than Mahaprabhu when he's in the mood of a devotee. So, during the Mahaprakash Leela, this is one time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in the mood of a devotee. He was in the mood of Krishna. And we generally don't worship him in that way. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, from the time of Murari Gupta, who was worshipping the deity of Mahaprabhu, and Gauridas Pandit, who worshipped the deity of Mahaprabhu, and Vrindavan Das Thakur worshipped the deity of Mahaprabhu, you won't find them putting a peacock feather or a flute in the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he's in the mood of Radha, he's in the mood of a devotee. And if you tell him, you're Krishna, oh, that's right, I forgot. And then suddenly that Kripa Shakti again comes under the control of his Icha Shakti. And the mercy is not the same. At the same time, devotees, we like to think of the Lord in terms of this Mahaprakash Leela. We don't like to think of him in terms of a sannyasi. I once asked my Guru Maharaj, why we don't worship Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi? He gave a very good answer. He said, because Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't like to think of him doing austerities with a shaved head and wearing saffron. He said, in particular, we worship him not as Nimai Pandit, but we worship him after he's returned from Gaya. Because after he was returned from Gaya, he begins his Prema Dana Leela, when he begins to distribute Krishna praying to everyone. And the beginning of that Prema Dana Leela is a Mahaprakash pastime in the house of Srivas Thakur, where Mahaprabhu revealed to his intimate devotees that he was actually Krishna. And the devotees, they like to think of Mahaprabhu in that way. And this is the way we like to worship him. There's a subtle difference between worship and dressing. If I worship you, if I offer some artik to Kesha Madhava Prabhu, I may say you're a Brahmin, today is my Pitri Shraddh, the anniversary of my father's disappearance, you're a Brahmin, so I want to worship you.
By Vedic culture, you may accept that worship. But dressing is another thing. You dress the way that you like. That's an individual taste. So when we worship the Lord, when we dress Him, in particular when we dress Him, we want to dress Him according to His mood. Not so long ago in Vrindavan, a few years ago, there was one wealthy person from Delhi who came, they say Delhi in India, I'm sorry, who came to Vrindavan, and he went to the temple of Banki Bihari. And he approached the pujari there, and he said, "I'll give you a big donation if you dress Banki Bihari in a special way." Jerry's very eager for money. Yes? How will we dress him? "I want you to dress him in some Levi's jeans. And no vongsi, no flute, you give him a cell phone. This is a modern Krishna." He said like that. So that pujari, who was very greedy for money, he agreed with that. And he did that thing. All of Vrindavan shut down. The residents of Vrindavan became so furious that they had done this thing. They dared to dress Krishna in this way that they did a bun. They stopped everything. All the shops closed. They closed all the roads. They wouldn't allow anyone to move. They were so furious about this. So we dress Krishna according to His desire. We don't give Krishna Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, although we could. We don't give Him those four things. He's the origin of Murga Narayana. But we give Him a vongsi. Because in this pastime, He's come for that reason. We could give Him some bow and arrows and tell Him, "You're Raghupati, Ramachandra." But we don't, because it's not His mood. Similarly with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we could give Him a Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, or we could give Him a bow and arrow or a flute, but He's come in a different mood. The only exception to this thing is when we worship Him in His Satbhuj form, which again is a slightly different mood. In Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, that description of the Mahaprakash Lila is very interesting. It says there that the Lord, He manifested great opulence. Maha Aishvarja. Gaudiya Vaishnavas understand that Srinate Janaki Nate Chabeda Paramatmane. That there's no difference between Srinath, the Lord of Lakshmi Devi, and Krishna. But Rasanam Kashate Krishna, Rasanam Esara Sastitihi. In terms of rasa, Krishna is superior. In this Aishvarja, we say that Aishvarja Priti Sankuchita. Aishvarja generally makes the love shrunken. The only exception is in Kurukshetra and Jagannath Puri. That's another big subject matter. So we generally don't like to worship the Lord in a very opulent feature because that mercy is not the same. In His Mahaprakash Lila, the Lord manifested great opulence in the house of Srivas Thakur. And the devotees worship Him like that. And in one sense, we also like to think of Him that way because we like to think of Him as Bhagavan. We don't like to think of Him in Jagannath Puri laying down on the ground and refusing the bed of leaves that Jagadananda Pandit made for Him. We don't like to think of Him doing austerities and shaving His beautiful hairs. So we worship Him in an opulent way. But at the same time, we don't worship Him as Narayan, as He's revealing Himself in that Mahaprakash Lila. In that Mahaprakash Lila, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Mahaprabhu was giving Vaikuntha Bhav to everyone there. We don't want Vaikuntha Bhav. This is a little postgraduate topic. But we don't want that thing. We aspire for something else. We want Vrindavan. We want Braj Bhav. So although Mahaprabhu was revealing Himself in His Mahaprakash Lila as being Lord Narayan, and we officially worship Him in that way in public, at the same time, we don't want that particular mood. We want His mood of great mercy being in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Bosiyachi Gorachand, Ratna Simasani. He's sitting down on a Ratna Singhasan. That Ratna Singhasan can be the Singhasan in the house of Srivas Thakur, which is a place of many Shalagram Shilas, just like there's a verse in the Rig Veda. Yatta Bhargavi Jamuna, Gobadana Ratna Singhasan. Bimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Chandi Sadosa Gopya. It describes Jagannath Puri and how the river Bhargavi is not different from the Jamuna, Yatta Bhargavi Jamuna, and Govardhana Ratna Samasam. The Govardhana Hill is non different from the Ratna Samasam, the same phrase used in this verse in Gora Arti, Ratna Samasam. That Ratna Samasam in Jagannath Puri is the throne that Jagannath sits on. Prabhuji, have you been to Jagannath Puri?
Yes.
Yes, you've had darshan of Jagannath? Does he have a Ratna Samasam?
No.
No, it's not made out of jewels. According to some of the pundits that I've spoke to, that Ratna Samasam of Lord Jagannath is made out of Shalagam Shilas. And so it's considered to be Ratna in that sense of jewels, in the sense that those Shalagrams are considered to be more than ordinary jewels. So one sense of this verse can be that Basiyochi Gorakshan, Ratna Singhasani, that he's sitting on the asan in Shivas Thakur's house where those Shalagam Shilas are, just as Lord Jagannath sits on the Ratna Singhasan. Adotika Korin Brahma Adideva Gani. And he mentions that in this artik, Brahma Adi Deva Gani, all the different devas headed by Lord Brahma, they're doing this worship. This evokes in our mind the picture of Haridas Thakur, who according to Thakur Bhaktivinoda in his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, is actually Lord Brahma, who made a big mistake in his previous life as Lord Brahma. He kidnapped all the cowherd boys and cows. And then when he realized his mistake, he begged forgiveness from Krishna. And Krishna told him, no problem, you're very dear to me. But Brahma was not satisfied with that. He said, no, I have a big problem. I have this ahankar, this pride. I think I'm the God of gods. I think I'm Pitamaha. I think that I'm Srishtikarta, the creator of the universe. I'm a big man. I'm the temple president of everywhere. So I want a benediction from you. The benediction that I want is that I'll take birth in a very low family. So this is a very interesting position of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is actually Lord Brahma, come in a Muslim family. He's the origin of all the Brahmins. It's described that when Lord Brahma established the deity of Lord Jagannath in Satyayuga, he had a problem. There were no Brahmins. He hadn't created Brahmins yet. So he created a village called Jagyapur. Not so far, about 3 hours' drive today from Jagannath Puri. Today that village is known as Jajpur, originally called Jagyapur. And there he created the first Brahmins. So he's the origin of the Brahmins. And today it's very ironic that in the Jagannath Mandir, they have this rule, Bideshi Prabeshini Shape, that foreigners are not allowed inside the Jagannath Mandir. And Haridas Thakur, he was not allowed. But he's Lord Brahma. So it's a very ironic thing. But he's teaching us in a form of great contradiction in one personality. He's Lord Brahma, the most qualified person. But he's teaching us what it means to be the Namacharya, the Charya of the holy name. Haridas Thakur, he prays to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Harinam Chintamani. We can chant Hare Krishna responses. Amita Dhamma Turi Adama Tarana Umbaye Sambandha E Patita Mavana E Hare Krishna Hare Krishna He said, Amita Dhamma Turi Adama Tarana. Does anybody here like to know their swarup? Would you like to know? What is your swarup? You don't have to go to Radhakund and give them 1,000 rupees. I can tell you this verse gives you your swarup. Haridas Thakur is saying, Ami ta adama. This is my swarup. I'm fallen. And the verse also describes my sambandha, my relationship with Krishna. Ami ta adama, to me adama tarana. I'm fallen, and you're the deliverer of the fallen. Gauranga karuna koro dina hina jane. Gauranga karuna koro dina hina jane.
crescerà la via.
If you go for a job interview and they ask you, what is your qualification? And you tell them, well, actually, I'm the most useless person in the whole world. And I have no good qualities. Will you do that? No, you won't get the job. But for this job, that is the qualification. This is how we approach the world. Mo samapatita prabhu nahi tribhuvani. In all the three worlds, there's no one as fallen as I. Dande chanana, what did you say? Jaridoya nakoribe, patita dekhiya. I mean, you may see, oh, he's so fallen. You're too fallen. I'm sorry, Prabhuji, you can't get mercy. There's so many other people standing ahead of you in queue who are more qualified. So then Narottam Das Thakur sings this song. He threatens the Lord. Patita pavana nama, patita pavana, kishe lagia. How we'll have to change your name. You're not really patit pavana if you don't save me, because I'm the most patit, I'm the most fallen. So if you don't save me, how are you patit pavana? So this is a mood of Haridas Thakur. Amita adama tumi adana tarana, ubaye sambandha e patita pavana. I'm the most fallen. You're the deliverer of the fallen. This is our relationship. You're patit pavan. This is a very nice thing. So Haridas Thakur, he's coming. Lord Brahma is coming. And he's teaching us how to worship the Lord. So this arti koring Brahma Adideva Gani. He's the pradhan worshiper, Mahaprabhu. He's the Namacharya. Teaching us how to chant, how to actually worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's Sankirtanaika Pitaro. He's the father of the Sankirtan movement. So we're worshiping primarily not with some incense and waving and ringing a bell, but we're worshiping him with the chanting of the holy names. And we worship him not by chanting his names, but by chanting Krishna's names, because he's in the mood of Radha, and he likes to hear Krishna's name, not his own name. There in that artik, Narahari Adi Kodi, Chamara Dulaya. Narahari Sarkar is there waving a chamara. Actually, it doesn't say Narahari Sarkar. This is interesting. It just says Narahari. Generally, in the translation, they say Narahari Sarkar. Who is Narahari Sarkar? Narahari Sarkar is a very important person in our line. He's the first biographer of Mahaprabhu. Before Vrindavan Das Thakur, before Murari Gupta, before Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, long before, Narahari Sarkar was writing poems, songs, glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His disciple is Lochandas Thakur. And Lochandas Thakur, he compiled the famous book, Chaitanya Mangal. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he evokes Narahari Chakravarti. In Lochandas Thakur, he glorifies his Guru Maharaj, Narahari Chakravarti, in the Sutra Kanda of his Chaitanya Mangal. Kulela Thakura Bango Shri Shadevata Vihango Prakara Loke Seri Selakshita Hare Krishna. I offer my obeisances to Sri Ishtadevata, that who's my Ishtadev, who's the Kula Thakur, the deity of our dynasty. Ihaloka Paraloki Se Se Rakshita. Narahari Thakur, he's a worshipful deity, the spiritual master of his family. Tanhavinu Nahi Mohartina Loki Bandhu Narahari Thakur.
Loke Bandhu. Other than him, I have no friend in all the three worlds. That similar thing is stated by Sanatana Goswami in his Krishna Lila Stava. Mat Eka Bandho Mat Sangyan. He says, Srimad Bhagavatam is my only friend and my only association. So in a similar way, Lochan Das Thakur is saying, Narahari Sakar, he's my only friend. Because Dui Bhagavata, there's two Bhagavats. Granta Bhagavat, the book Bhagavat, or Krishna Kripa Patra, the Bhakta Bhagavat, who is Narahari Sarkar. And he's saying, Narahari Dasa Bandham Guru Guna Sindhu. I offer my pranams to him. He's an ocean of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's always glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda is singing how Narahari Adikori Chamara Dulaya. That Narahari Adi, beginning with him, because he's the first poet in Gaura Lila. Chamara Dulaya, he's fanning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Ghosh Adi Gaya. He raises the names of Sanjaya Pandit, who is a brother of Dhananjaya Pandit, who's one of the Dvadasa Gopals. He's one of the leading devotees. And Sanjaya Pandit's, his son, was Ram Kanai Thakur, who wrote a famous book about Sakya Ras. So he's evoking his name, this devotee who is in Sakya Bhav, in Sakya Ras, and he's also invoking the name of Mukunda Dutt. Mukunda Dutt is described in the Gaura Gandesh Deepika. Brajistito Gayako Yo Madhu Kanta Madhu Brato Mukunda Vasudeva To Datto Gauranga Gayako Madhu Kanta Madhu Brata, who was singers in Braj Bhumi. Later appeared as Mukunda Dutt and Vasudeva Dutt, two famous singers in Mahaprabhu's kirtan. We'll ask you a question. Does anyone know who Madhu Kanta and Snigdha Kanta were before they got that role of doing kirtan in the house of Nanda Maharaj? Madhu Kanta and Snigdha Kanta are the chief gayaks or chief singers of the Gopal Champu of Jiva Goswami. And in that Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami describes their previous position. They were Nalakuvera and Mani Griva. Therefore, they had some qualification to speak about Krishna Lila because they were witnesses standing there for thousands of years as a Yamalar Jun trees. And then after becoming freed by Krishna from that position, they became Madhu Kanta and Snigdha Kanta. So that same Madhu Kanta came as Mukunda Dutt, and he's singing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's singing, doing kirtan for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, Ghosh Adi Gaya. He raises the name of Basu Ghosh. Basu Ghosh was the brother of Govinda Ghosh and Madhava Ghosh. He was an associate of Mahaprabhu. He wrote many different songs. He is considered to be Gunatunga Saki of Braj and Nityalila. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he used to dance to the songs of Vasudeva Ghosh. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings about them. And he says, very important line, Shankha Bhaji, Gandha Bhaji, Bhaji Karata, Madhura Madanga Bhaji, Paramarasa. Paramarasa, this supremely sweet kirtan of Mahaprabhu, is comprised of these elements. I don't mean to disappoint anybody, but it doesn't mention a djembe drum. It doesn't mention electric guitars, or even accordions. But it mentions Shankha Bhaji, Gandha Bhaji. It mentions the conch shell. Now the conch shell is blowing and it's very, very beautiful, sweet sound. Gandha Bhaji, the bells are ringing. And the kartals are ringing. In our 83rd issue of our Krishna Kathamrita magazine, we quoted some ancient Sanskrit verses from a rare book called Bhava Sindhu Tarani. And this book describes the instruments in the kirtan. And it said that during the kirtan, the kartals, they're speaking. And what are they speaking? What are they? The very famous thing? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
This is what the cartels are telling.
What does that mean? It gives a message. Mritum jayam samanam jayam tatkinkaram chapi sukam jayam sudeti durad karatala shabdam sankirtakam te kalunu payanti.
1, 2, 3. 1. I'll be victorious over death. This is the meaning of the kartals. The first strike of the kartals means I'll be victorious over death. I'll be victorious over Yamaraj. That's number 2. And number 3. I'll be very happy and victorious over all of Yamaraj's servants.
And when these three personalities hear the sound of these kartals, namely death, Yamaraj, and Yamaraj's servants, the Yamadutas, they won't go anywhere near the performers of the kirtan. This is Gaura kirtan. It's not that other instruments cannot be played. Srila Prabhupada was playing on a bongo drum in the early days in 26 Second Avenue, but there was no other instrument there. And when Srila Prabhupada was given a mridanga, he immediately put that bongo drum aside. There were devotees coming and playing a trumpet, and sometimes they were coming and playing the spoons or washboard, different unusual instruments. And Prabhupada allowed that, and he encouraged that. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's a reason why Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he's singing Sankha Bhaji, Ganda Bhaji, Bhaji Karata, Madhura Madanga Bhaji, Paramarasa. The Paramarasa, the very sweetest kirtan, is comprised of these elements. This mridanga drum is a very important aspect of the kirtan. There's a prana mantra the Vaishnavas offer to the kol, to the mridanga. We printed this in our 83rd chapter of Bindu, if you want this kol pranayam, pranam, before you play the mridanga. Mridanga brahma rupaya lavanyam rasya madhuri sahasya guna samyuktam mridangaya namo namaha. I offer my pranams again and again, namo namaha, under the supreme Brahman, whose form is a clay drum, who's infused lavanyam, very beautifully, rasa madhuri, with the mellow sweetness of such so many enchanting qualities. This mridanga drum is the incarnation of Lord Nityananda. And there's no harm. You can play a trap set like the Beatles, like Ringo Starr was playing in a kirtan. You can play a djembe drum, but it's not the same. And those drums are not the incarnation of Lord Nityananda. They're not lavanya rasa madhura, madhuri. They're not infused with this rasa. When the mridanga plays, it also speaks. What does the mridanga say? Diktam, diktam, digitam. This is the language of the mridanga. Diktam, diktam, digitam. This is a tal. What is the meaning of diktam, diktam, digitam? Yesham Srimad Yasoda Sutta Padakam Male Nastya Bhakti Naranam Yesham Mabirakam Yapriya Gunakatane Nanurakta Rasagyam Yesham Sri Krishna Lila Lalita Gunakata Sadaro Naivakane Diktam Diktam Digitam Katayeti Nitaram Git Mridangaha. What is the meaning of this diktan, diktan, digitan language of the mridanga? The mridanga is speaking, saying, those persons who have no bhakti, who have no devotion to the lotus feet of Yashoda Sutta, the son of Yashoda Sutta, Sri Krishna, to those persons whose tongues are not lovingly attached to speaking the transcendental qualities of the beloved of the cowherd girls of Braj, to those persons whose ears are not fond of hearing the katha of the charming qualities of Krishna's divine pastime. He says, diktam, diktam, digitam, to hell with them, to hell with them, to hell with them. Diktam, diktam, digitam. This is the language of the mridanga. And this is Gaura kirtan. There's some rasa in this thing. Ayendra Prabhu, he appreciated this rasa. He wouldn't allow djembe drums in the kirtan. Sometimes we've seen djembe drums are not so bad if they're played softly, if someone expert is there. But generally, they're much louder than the mridanga, and the devotees playing them are not so expert, they're not so hard to play.
They'll start playing them very loud, and then you can't hear the mridanga. And there's a difference between the kol, between this clay mridanga, and that djembe or other drums. There's a difference. So Gaura Kirtan has these elements. Bahu koti chandra jini vadana ujvala. He speaks about the form of Mahaprabhu in this. He says, Daladeshi Varamala Kore Jalamala, that Mahaprabhu, around his neck, Bahu Koti, Chandrajini, he has a garland of forest flowers. Again, he's invoking the vision of Sri Krishna in the forest of Braj, who wears his Vanamala, his forest garland. But now he says that Vadana Ujvala, there's something a little different about him, because Vadana Ujvala, his face is very, very effulgent. By this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is evoking the vision of Srimati Radharani. Nabadvipa avatari radha bhava angikari tamra kanti angira bhushana tina vamsha abhilasi sachi gaga parakasi sangelana parishara gana gora hari avatari premira vadana kori sadila manera tina kaja Radhikara pranapati kiva bhavi kande nitti iha buje bhakat samaja. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Navadvipe avatari. He came, Krishna came to Navadvip. Why? Radha Bhavi Angikari. He wanted to understand the love that Radharani has, and he accepted Radha Bhava Angikari. He accepted her complexion as his bodily ornament. Tanra Kanti Angara Bhushana. His Angara Bhushana. Her complexion is his ornament. Tina vansha abhilasi sachi garvi parakasi sangilana parishara gam. For this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Sachi Devi's womb. And when he appeared, all of his associates, like Narahari Sakar, Vasu Ghosh, Mukunda, and other devotees, they appeared with him. Gorahari avatari premerava dharakari savila manera tina kaj. He came in the mood of Mahaprabhu, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the message of love for Krishna. And this is how he repaid his debt to Radharani. We touched on this yesterday. We said, Napareham Nidavadjisam Yujam, that Krishna's in debt to the gopis. And we raised the question, how do you repay a debt to someone when the only thing they want is your pleasure? They only want to see you glorified. So the answer is, you have to come as a devotee of yourself. And that's what Krishna did to repay his debt to the gopis. He came as his own devotee, as Gaurasundar. Shamasundar became Gaurasundar. And tapta kanchana gaurangi, tapta kanchana gauranga. Just as Radharani has a golden complexion, so do. So similarly, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, bahu koti chandrajini vadana ujvala galadeshi vanamala kori jalamala. And then Bhaktivinoda sings, Shiva Sukha Narada, Premi Gara Gara. That in this kirtan, there's Lord Shiva, and Shukadeva Goswami, and Narad Muni. Why does he invoke these three particular personalities? These three personalities are very famous as the greatest kirtaniyas. Lord Shiva, he's always doing kirtan of Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami, he's a very famous kirtaniya. He's singing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Narad Muni also, he's carrying his veena wherever he goes and doing kirtan. But these personalities in this kirtan, Premi Gada Gada, they can't speak. They become completely ecstatic. In other words, previously what they were singing was something, but this is something more in this Gaura kirtan. Although they were singing previously, now in this kirtan, their voices become choked with prem, because this Gaura kirtan is something more than Krishna kirtan. And Bhaktivinoda sings, Bhaktivinoda deki, Gurara Sampada. He says, deki, I see this thing directly. This is a very important point. In the Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Tadvidi pranipatena, pariprashnena seva, upadekshanti tegyanam, gyaninas tattvadarshinaha. That you should approach a guru who's tattvadarshi, who directly sees. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Swami, the original commentator in the Bhagavatam, he says, aparokshana bhava sampana. Aparokshana bhava sampana. He says that tattvadarshi means aparokshana bhava sampana, someone who directly sees Krishna. Once I asked our Fakir Mohan Prabhu, why is it that the descriptions of Gaura Leela, there's some details in Chaitanya Bhagavat which are different than the details in Chaitanya Charitamrita and are different again from Murari Gupta's account in Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahakavya and are different than the account of Lochan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Mangal or different from the account of Bhaktivedanta Nakar? How do we understand this seeming discrepancy? Vrindavan Das Thakur says that for example, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Vaishnava before he met Mahaprabhu. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that he was a Mayavadi. How do we understand these different versions? He gave such a nice answer. He said that they were not writing according to historical research. Some Prabhuji was saying about me yesterday that I'm a researcher. I'm a mundane researcher. We want to become transcendental researchers. Mundane research is something you do with your panchajnan indriya, your knowledge-acquiring senses. But you can only perceive panchatan matra, dull matter with that. Because atashri krishna nam adinaba vigrayam indriyai. With your mundane senses, you can't perceive Krishna, or Krishna's devotees, Krishna's abode, Krishna's form, Krishna's name. We can't appreciate. Only sevan mukhi jiva do swayameva sparatyada. When we get off the mental platform, and gyani prayasamuda pashyanamanta eva jivanti sat mukaritam bhavadiyavartam. When we hear the bhavadiyavartam from the sat muk, the lotus mouth of a pure devotee, gyani prayasam, we kick out all speculation. This is the beginning of our spiritual life. Stani stita shuti gitam tanivam madobir. And what do you do after you've heard that? Don't go running here and there. Oh, where will I find another sadhu? My Gurudev's gone. No, stay where you're at. And try to digest what you've gotten. Stani stita shuti gatam tanu van manobir. With your body, mind, and words, you digest that thing. And if you do that, you pray as so ajita jito paisitai shri lokyam. You'll conquer that person who's unconquerable, Sri Krishna. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, Bhaktivinoda Deki Gora Sampada. I directly saw this. And Fakir Mohan was answering my question was, he said that they're not writing based on historical research, they're writing according to their Leela Spurti, what they directly saw. I remember reading some scholarly book about different versions of Ramayana. And this secular scholar made a very interesting point. He said that some people, they question, why is it there's so many different Ramayans? There are dozens and dozens of Ramayans in India. And although we say that we want to hear from Valmiki Ramayana, that's a bona fide one, Srila Prabhupada many times told stories from the Kritivas Ramayana. For example, he spoke sometimes of sort of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, how Ravan was trying to build a stairway to heaven. That's not found in Valmiki Ramayana, but it's found in the Bengali Kritivas Ramayana. And similarly, sometimes it's a detailed thing, but sometimes Srila Prabhupada would tell some stories from the Kritivas Ramayana. It doesn't mean that the book is bad. Well, how do we understand these differences? And this secular scholar, the point he made was that the tradition in India was that it's considered very low class to take and give a literal translation of someone else's work. That's not considered to be proper. Rather, you should have your own realization. You should see. Bhaktivinoda Deke. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, I directly see this. This is Tattvadarshi. Aparokshana Bhava Sampana. We should directly see Krishna. That's the qualification of someone to write. And because all these different personalities had different moods, they wrote in different ways. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he sees Mahaprabhu as Gaura Narayana. Lochan Das Thakur, it's a little bit of a confidential subject, but he sees more in the mood of Gauranga Nagari Bhav. His Guru Maharaj was in that mood. And therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta didn't appreciate all the Chaitanya Mangal. There's some sections he didn't print. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is more in the mood of a Sakhi Manjari, and he writes in that way. And we appreciate his book the most. They're writing about the same personality, but they weren't doing historical research. They were directly saying. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by saying Bhaktivinoda Deke, Gaurara Sampada, he's evoking this conception that Pratyak Savagamam Dharamyam, Susukam Kartanavyam, Krishna says in the Gita, that we should directly see, we should directly experience. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. What is the purpose of all the books? In India, there's people who are Dvivedi, who they know by heart two Vedas. There are three Vedas. Some persons who know by heart three Vedic literatures. The Rig, Yaja, Sama, Veda. And there's also persons who are Chaturvedi. They've memorized all four Vedas, but they may not understand a single word. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam, na Buddhya, na Chitikaya. You can't understand Vedic literature by your mundane intelligence. Na Buddhya, na Chitikaya. Not by taking help of the commentaries. Bhaktya Bhagavatam, only by bhakti, because Krishna says, Bhakti Mama Bhajanati, Yavanyas Chasmi Tatvata. I'm only known through bhakti. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, Vibhusharvishwai. And the Bhagavatam, the Vedic literatures, are the incarnation of Krishna. So they're meant to be directly experienced. Why then do we read them? We read them because they'll give us faith. And we can understand the quality of a Vaishnava by how much they know Shastra. This is an external understanding. Because Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, we understand he wasn't quoting lots of shlokas. But he was a topmost Vaishnava. But by external understanding, you can't see the internal thing. But externally we can see, Maharaj yesterday is quoting so many verses. That's a symptom of an Uttam Vaishnava. That they're quoting so many verses. We don't know if he's an Uttam Bhagavat, but he may be an Uttam Adhikari, or qualification to get that Uttam Bhakti, because of his faith in Shastra, because he can quote Shastra. So this is a social consideration. We want to quote Shastra. It's a very important thing. But most important thing is to realize Shastra. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam, na Buddhya, na Chitikaya. And Lord Shiva says, Aham Vedni, I understand the Bhagavatam, Shukadevi. Shukadeva Goswami understands. Because Shukadeva Goswami, his Radharani's parrot, heard the Bhagavatam from Lord Shiva in Bhubaneswar. Vyasa Vedi na Vedi va. This is whether Vyasa understands or not. I don't know. Can't say. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam, na Buddhya, na Chitikaya. This verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita states that the only way to understand the Bhagavatam is through bhakti. It's meant to be practically realized. So this is the most important thing. All that's required is chanting the holy name. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevam. It doesn't say Shastra Svadhyaya, Shastra Svadhyaya, Shastra Svadhyaya, Eva Kevam. Or Siddha Pranali, Siddha Pranali, Siddha Pranali, Eva Kevam. It says Harinama, that the holy name will give everything. Name prasvatito hai rupa guna karma. Bhaktivinoda says in Harinam Chintamani, from the holy name will blossom Krishna's form, qualities, and pastimes. From the holy name, everything is contained there. But we have a problem. We're Shraddhahina. We have Komala Shraddha. We have no faith. We have very weak faith. So we need to hear from Shastra. And Shastra will give us strong faith. We want to have Shastriya Shraddha. Not Lokik Shraddha, not common faith. Sometimes people, they say, XYZ Maharaj, he's a great devotee. He's Mahabhagavat. How do you know? Because he's 100 followers. And they're all jumping up and down and saying he's a great personality. So he must be great. This is Lokik Shraddha. And Sanatan Goswami and Hari Bhakti Vilas, he doesn't recommend this kind of faith. Rather, he says we should examine that sadhu for several years. And not just take some external thing. Look very carefully. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings that Bhaktivinoda Deki Gaurara Sampada. I directly see this. Now, we'd like to give another brief explanation of this entire song, if we may. If someone needs to go, you can go now. In the Chaitanya Bhagavata, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur describes a very wonderful and encouraging thing. Ajapiya Chaitanya Shalila Pore Chapone Jahari Pore Kristi Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram. Ajapiya. Ajapiya means right now, right here. Right here in this temple, in Zurich, Adyapiya Chaitanya e Shabalila Kori. Right now, all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on, right here. Do you see them, Prabhu? We're very, very unfortunate. Jakone Jahari Kori, Drishti Adhikari. Who sees them? Drishti Adhikari, that person was a very fortunate. Gaura Leela is going on right now. And this is another point evoked in this song. Bhaktivinoda is saying, I see all these things. How could he see all these things? He wasn't present at the time of Gaura Leela. Bhaktivinoda Thakur lived in the 1800s, not in the 1400s. How is it that he could see Gaura Leela? There's a story. There's another Narahari. In the song, Narahari Adikori, Chamra Dulaya, Bhaktivinoda sings about, we generally say Narahari Sarkar. But there's another Narahari, who is known as Narahari Chakravarti, who is also known as Ghanasham Das. And he's the author of a wonderful book called the Bhakti Ratnakar. Maybe some of you have had the good fortune to read that book. Very beautiful book, very sweet book. One of his disciples wrote some things about his life, which is published in an appendix to Narahari Chakravarti's one of his books. The name's not coming to my mind right now. And I can actually tell you, let's see. An appendix to Narottam Vilas. The book is called Narahari Vishesha Parichoy. Bengali, very nice book. Actually, recently our ISKCON Mayapur temple printed this book in Bengali. We're doing some very nice service in Mayapur. Sometimes the Western devotees don't know the many nice books coming out in Bengali language. So, in there, it tells a story about Narahari's lamentation. Narahari was born in the late 1600s in Renapur, the Murshidabad district of West Bengal. And when he grew up, he was always hearing stories about Narottam and Srinivas and Shyamananda Prabhu. He was always hearing stories about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees who appeared just 100 years before. And then there are other devotees, Narottam, Srinivas, Shyamananda, were just one generation before him. So one day, one devotee in Lakshmi, he was telling Narahari all the stories about these different great personalities. And then he said, and these personalities predicted that very soon a great devotee would appear whose name would be Narahari Ghanasyam. And that devotee would write many bhakti granthas and establish prem bhakti. And that's you. When Narahari Chakravarti heard that, he became horrified. Oh, I'm not that qualified person. That's a symptom of a Vaishnava. He never thinks himself qualified. And when he heard this words of glorification from Lakshman Das, who he considered to be like his Guru Jana, he became so disturbed he started crying. And he started exhibiting his own internal mood of lamentation. And he was indirectly showing, how am I qualified? He started crying and weeping. Oh He Nata, oh Vishwambar, oh Pati Pavan, oh Nityananda Prabhu, oh Advaita, oh Gadadhar, oh Haridas, Srivas, Sukeshwar, Mukunda, Murari. He started calling out for all the devotees. Where is Narottam? Where is Shamananda? Where is Vishwanath? I'm so unfortunate. I never got to meet them. I related very much to this mood. When I joined ISKCON in 1982, it was in the Los Angeles temple, And our bhakti leader took us one day to Venice Beach and said, this is the place where Prabhupada walked every day. And then the next day he took us to Cheviot Hills Park. And he said, Prabhupada would also go for morning walks here. And there are photos of Prabhupada in both those places and recordings. And we listened to those recordings and we saw those pictures. And then we went upstairs in the LA Temple and saw Prabhupada's room. And we were feeling so useless. We never got to see Prabhupada. Just a few years. We're separated, but we were so unfortunate. So we're not in the level of Narahari Chakravarti, but he's teaching us how to cry for the Lord and how to consider our situation. He started lamenting. He started ripping his hair out of his head and beating his chest and crying and crying. He said, what kind of birth have I taken? It's useless. I've never gotten to see the dancing, that the beautiful golden dancer, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I just want to hear constantly from Rupa Goswami. Would you like to hear from Rupa Goswami? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't you like to know what Rupa Goswami is like? Is he an angry person? Is he a gentle person? Is he humorous? What is his mood like? What is Sanatana Goswami like? Wouldn't we like to know these things? Narahari Chakravarti started crying curses on me. The hell with my birth. My heart's been pierced by a spear. And he started rolling on the ground and crying and crying. He was hearing this Hari Katha from Lakshman Das at the Govindaji Temple in Vrindavan. Raise your hand. Have any of you been to the Govindaji Temple in Vrindavan? He started rolling on the ground. Have any of you been to the Gopeshwar Mahadev Temple? He rolled on the ground in his ecstasy all the way from the Govindaji Temple to Gopeshwar Mahadev. If you walk, what is that, probably a 15-minute walk or something? And he rolled on the ground completely in ecstasy, oblivious to everything around him. And he was laying there on the ground in front of the Gopeshwar Mahadev Temple and all the different asasatvikara bhava, all the different symptoms of ecstatic ecstasy appeared in his body. And all the bridge bosses gathered around him. They said, hey, look what's going on. Oh. And at that time, Narahari Chakravarti lost external consciousness. Everything disappeared. And then suddenly, he saw before him his Param Gurudev, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Vishwanath reached down to him and said, hey, Narahari, why are you crying? What's wrong? Just look. Do you see over here? Just right there? Do you see all of our lords? There's Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu right there dancing. And do you see? You see that just to the left of him, just on his right side, is Lord Nityananda. And then on his left is Gadadhar. Nikate Advaita. Nearby is Advaita Charya. And just near him is Srivas Thakur holding up a umbrella over his head. Just see, all these personalities are here. Also Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Shamananda, Ramachandra, Kaviraj, they're all dancing in Sankirtan. And there, you see your Gurudev, Nrisimha Chakravarti, he's dancing on the left side of Mahaprabhu. And then Vishwanath, he gave a chamra to Narahari. Narahari Hari Kori Chamara Dulaya. And he began to fan with that chamara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is another meaning for this song. You can also think of this. And while he was standing, Mahaprabhu, he became ecstatic and tears just started gushing from his eyes. His clothes became soaking wet from his tears of ecstasy. And he felt intense pain of ecstasy inside his heart. And Lord Nityananda was dancing nearby, and suddenly he saw this, and he stopped dancing, and he started laughing. And Nittai pointed at Narahari Sarkar, or Chakravarti, and he asked his guru, asked Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where did you find him? And Vishwanath took him by the hand, and took him to Nrisimha Thakur, the guru of Narahari Chakravarti, and said, my lord, he's a servant of this servant. He's your own humble servant. And Nityananda said, oh, he's in Ramachandra Kaviraj's group. And he said, this Narahari, he's a fountain of prema. And he said, just see how I'll punish him. And Lord Nityananda, we want the punishment of Lord Nityananda. Mm-hmm. He grabbed Narahari Chakravarti and he threw him on the ground at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And made his head fall on Mahaprabhu's feet. And he gave him to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, took Narahari and gave him to Advaita Acharya. And Advaita said, I know one. You should go to Gadadhar Pandit. And Advaita gave him to Gadadhar, and Gadadhar said, no. Don't make jokes. You should roll on the ground at the feet of Srivas Thakur. And he gave him to Srivas. And then Srivas said, hey, Rupa and Sanatan, you're distributing Krishna prema. You take this fellow. He gave him the Rupa and Sanatan. Then Rupa and Sanatan gave him the Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami gave him the Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami gave him the Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya gave him the Ramachandra Kaviraj, who passed him down to the hand of his own Gurudev, Nisrina Chakravarti. And then Nisrina Chakravarti took the hand of Narahari Chakravarti and brought him back to Lord Nityananda. And then Lord Nityananda said, now I'm really pleased. Because you've come in the hand of your Gurudev. Someone who tries to enter into our Sangha without the hand of their Gurudev, I won't see his face. He said, just see how powerful I am. I'll ban him. He'll have no entrance into this Sangha. And then he took him. He grabbed Narahari Chakravarti very roughly by the hair. And he threw him down again on the ground at the feet of Mahaprabhu, and he rubbed his head and the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, my Lord, he's yours. And then Mahaprabhu said, hey, Narahari, tell me now, what do you see? And suddenly everything disappeared. And Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and Gadadhar and Vaita and the other devotees were all gone. And Navadvip Dham was gone. And suddenly, he saw the bank of the Jamuna and the Vamsi Vat. And there, Bosiyachi Goda Chandra Ratna Singhasani. He saw Ratna Singhasani, a jeweled throne underneath that Kelly Kadamba tree. And sitting on that jeweled throne were a young boy and a young girl who were so extremely beautiful. And surrounding them were many cows and gopis and peacocks. He saw Nitya Vrindavan. And he saw a very amazing thing. He saw that Krishna had gotten down off that Ratna Sinasana and he was sitting on his knees, bowing down before Radharani, and he was praying her, and Krishna was saying, hey, Radhe, oh, Vrindavan Rani, I want your bhav. I'll sport. If you give me your bhav, then I'll sport with my devotees in prema sankirtan. I'll roll on the ground in ecstasy. And when Radharani heard this, she became very restless, and she grabbed Krishna's hand and pulled him up. And she held his hand firmly on her lap, and she said, hey, Prananata, Lord of my life, what do you want with my miserable bhav? What wonderful thing could you possibly find in my crazy, feverish emotions? They call me Pagalini Radha, Mad Radha. Don't you know, if I can't see you even for one moment, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishayitam, it seems like a millennium. And I start crying, I become mad. I feel like a thunderbolt has hit me on the head. If you go away, I become stunned. I can't move. And I just stand on the path, staring in the direction where you went. When you leave, only Lalita understands what happens then. And then Lalita, who was there, she said, hey, Kalachan Krishna, blackish Krishna. Radharani's eyes danced like a frisky, wagtailed bird. And you are eternally mystified and captured by the movements of those eyes. What can I say about Radharani's bhav if her eyes, which are the entranceway to that bhav, if they are so powerful that they make you dance? She says, that person who says that they can describe Radharani's bhav what can I say? That person's a fool. He's trying to depict an ocean, the water contained in a calf's footprint. She said, all that I can say is that whenever you're absent, I'm the one who somehow or other has to take care of Radharani. Then Shama Roy, Krishna, he smiled when he heard this and he said, hey, Lalita, you be kind to me. Help me clear my debt. Give me Radha Bhav. And Lalita, she said, anyway, this is too much for me. I can't understand you two. You're the reservoir of rasa and Radhika is the abode of prem. Only you two know each other, and only you two can understand each other. And then at that time, Premamoyi Radha, she caught Krishna's other hand. She said, listen, Hari, what will happen if you take my bhav? How will you tolerate those painful conditions of separation during Sankirtan? You'll roll on the ground in ecstasy, in my mood. And what will happen to your body? Your body is so soft, like very soft butter. If we just press your body, a mark comes, and you're going to roll on the ground. So listen, you take my hard soul in an embrace, and I'll wrap my body around yours. And when you're rolling on the ground in ecstasy, in that kirtan, when you're dancing, the golden dancer, that golden complexion, tapta kanchana gaurangi, tapta kanchana gauranga, I'll cover you with my effulgence, with my color. And then I'll protect you from this way. So then Shama Sundar Krishna said, listen, Praneshwari Radhe, by doing this thing, I'll freely distribute the sweetness of the nectar of our mutual prem, even to the most sinful persons. Uttama adama kichu nabachi la jachi adileka kola kahe premananda emona goranga ridoya dariya bola. Uttama adama kichu nabachi la. He doesn't consider who's uttam, who's adam, who's very elevated, who's very fallen. He embraces everyone because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And then Narahari Chakravarti saw something else. Suddenly, Radha and Shyam, Krishna and Radharani, they suddenly became one. And Vrindavan disappeared. And again, he saw Navadvip Leela. After some time, Narahari Chakravarti gained external consciousness. And he started crying. All of a sudden, so many devotees were gathered around him. All of a sudden, he leaped up from the ground and started jumping up and down like a madman. Hariwa! 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 And crying. All the devotees were very excited. What did he see? We want to know that thing. We want to hear that class from him. And they became so happy. Now, prem is again manifest in Vrindavan. So Bhaktivinoda Degi Gorara Sampada. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we can directly see this. Adyapiya Chaitanya e Shabha Lila Kore Jakuni Jahari Kore Drishti Adhikari. Gaura Lila is going on right now, right here in this place. And the proof is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying it. The proof is Narahari Chakravarti, he's saying it. It's described that once at 3 o'clock in the morning, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta suddenly left the ashram in Navadvip in Mayapur and started running down the road in ecstasy. One of the devotees who was acting as a night watchman became concerned about what's going on. He went running after him and he caught up with his group. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, Did you see? There they were, the Panchatattva. They were doing kirtan. Did you see them? Once they left the ashram with a group of devotees and they were walking along the road and there was some dead animal in the ditch and the smell was very bad, so the devotees, they were holding their nose, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta turned to them and told them, you don't see this, Dham. You don't understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present right now and he's doing his pastimes. All that you experience is a bad smell because you're on the mundane platform. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in six features as a Panchatattva. I'm keeping this a little brief, a very big subject, we discuss that very much more. And the sixth feature is Sri Guru Dev. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. He says, if you want to approach him, it's necessary to approach him with his associates, Gaurara Sampada, his opulence of his devotees. And his guru, Sri Guru, is one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we're in association with such a personality, we're in Gauralila. We may not see it. Srila Prabhupada, he writes in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I don't know if I can find it so quickly, he says that Gauralila is going on today. And he says that those persons who are completely dedicated to preaching the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says they're already Nitya Siddha. He uses that expression. He says they're already Nitya Siddha. They've already entered into Gauralila by doing that kirtan, by assisting that sixth aspect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Sri Guru and Srila Prabhupada. So this is something of this Artik Sangha Thakur Bhaktivinoda. There are many different ways we can understand this song. Pratishloki, pratyakshar, nanatakoi. Every verse, every syllable has so many different meanings. But we should think about it. This is what I would like to encourage the devotees. Don't just repeat things in a blind way, but think deeply about what we're doing. And think about the song. Think about the mood of the song. And have faith. Bhaktivinoda deke, gaurara sampada. Just as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has directly seen this thing, and therefore he's written about it, that day may also come for all of us when we directly see Gauralila, like Narahari Chakravarti. So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki vancha kalpataru vishcha kutta sengu dhiri cha tatita nam bhava vishna vipa namori maha Krishna kram. Are there any questions or comments from anyone?
Mind, since you not spoke about directly seeing in connection to Bhakti Mutakura, I guess you also mentioned the Siddha Pranali shortly this term, and I just heard this was a process still practiced by Bhakti Mutakura, but now we don't do it, or like it's not Bhaksana Saraswati didn't. Could you lose a few words regarding the process and how relevant or not relevant it is for us in our practice?
There, first of all, for some devotees who don't know, there's a system called Siddha Pranali. Pranali means a process. Process of understanding your Siddha Deha, or Siddha means body, your spiritual body. It's also sometimes called Ekadas Bhav, or 11 different moods. And there is a traditional system, which Narottam Das Thakur did, and which Bhaktivinoda Thakur was initiated into, and Bhaktivinoda mentions in some of his books, including Harinam Chintamani and Jiva Dharma and others, where the guru gives these 11 different things to the disciple. And he tells him what color sari you have, what is your name, and the chalila, what is your husband's name, what service you do, etc., etc. 11 different things to meditate upon. So sometimes devotees become a little confused, and they think, because of some propaganda from Radhakund, primarily in some Navadvipa and other places, that the Siddha Pranali is the traditional process. And because we're not following this, that we're not actually following tradition, we're missing out or something. I've had many discussions with such persons. Sometimes they come to our classes, such Babaji's and persons, and when we're giving class in Jagannath Puri or other places. And sometimes, a few times they wanted to quarrel with us about this. And I've been very simple with them. I've just asked them, can you tell me where Siddha Pranali is mentioned by Rupa Goswami? Where it's mentioned in any of the books of the six Goswamis? Or where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about it? And they can't say anything. Right? It's not a process mentioned by them. As far as we understand, Siddha Pranali seems to have begun at least 100 years after the time of Mahaprabhu by the follower one devotee named Jan Chandra Goswami. He wrote a book called the Gaur-Govinda Archana Smarana Padati. It was in Jagannath Puri. And in this book, he describes something about this process. And it became a little popular, and some people practiced it. But Raghunath Das Goswami never did like this. And our acharyas never did like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he told the sannyasis in Varanasi, he said, Ami Murka, I'm a fool, I don't know anything. He said, I only know one verse. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam, kolo nasteva, 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 gatiram yata. Only thing that I know is that the holy name is everything. It's everything. It's everything. And I quote that verse to them. As I was saying earlier, I tell them it doesn't say Siddha Pranali, Siddha Pranali, Siddha Pranali eva kevalam. It says Hare Nama. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, who had Siddha Pranali, he writes in Harinam Chintamani, Name Prasvatita Hoy Rupa Guna Karma. That from the holy name blossoms naturally Krishna's form, pastimes, and needles. And also, Rupa Guna Karma can mean our Rupa Guna Karma. We'll realize that thing from the holy name. Historically, this is an interesting thing. It's not that the Siddha Pranali system is wrong. It's not that it's demoniac or bad. It's simply different than our system. But don't think that it's that don't let people tell you it's the only way. Even you go today to Radhakund or Navadweep or Jagannath Puri, there are many what some might call supposed traditional Vaishnavas. I don't like that phrase because there's no such thing as a traditional Gaudiya Vaishnava. They're all non-traditional. But some people who are born in this line and have been practicing for a long time in a certain way, there are many of them who do not practice Siddha Pranali and who take shelter of the Maha Mantra. Because in Kali Yuga, the name gives everything. And if we simply chant Hare Krishna, at a certain point, we'll realize that. And therefore, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he didn't give Siddha Pranali. He taught that it's not necessary. He saw that people were not qualified. I've spoke to some persons living at Radhakund, and even 50 years ago, if you talk to some of the old sadhus, for someone to give Siddha Pranali was a very big thing. They would not give it unless the person was chanting 1 lakh or 2 or 3 lakhs of names a day, and were very serious, and you might make them wait 3 or 4 years before they would give it. It was considered a very, very special thing, and only very few people got that thing. So, but today it's a different mode. Today you can go, and there's, we don't mention names, there's some people you can go and get some donation, you can get something. It's an interesting thing. We know some of the senior Vaishnavas at Radhakund. The personality who's the senior most devotee there, and who's giving initiation today to a lot of Western devotees, a funny thing happened a few years ago. He was giving Siddha Pranali to a number of different devotees, and telling them, this is your Siddha Pranali, who you are in the spiritual world, and don't tell anyone this, it's very secret, it's just for you. But they're Westerners, and Westerners were not so good at keeping secrets and things. So later on in the ashram, they say, hey, you know, Gurudev told me that I'm Bhuta Manjari, or whatever, I'm this or that. And then they say, wait a minute, that's the same thing he told me. And this happened several times, and they went to their Gurumaharaj, how is it you gave him the same Siddha Pranali that I got? And later he commented that guru, he said, they're not qualified. They're just like children who want a toy. So to pacify them, I give them something, some toy, very quickly. Once I was with one such senior Vaishnava outside of our line, and one devotee came to him and said, Maharaj, please give me Siddha Pranali. And that Maharaj said, yes, your name is Bhuta Manjari. And that girl started crying. She said, oh, thank you. And all the devotees in the room, myself included, they started laughing. Because Bhuta means ghost. You're Bhuta Manjari. Not money Manjari. But you're Bhuta Manjari. You're like a ghost. So some people, they want to do this thing. And that may be in some other tradition. We don't mind that. We respect that. But we have our tradition. And if I take some Siddha Pranali from someone else, in effect it means I'm rejecting my Gurudev. In effect it means I'm rejecting Srila Prabhupada. Because I have this Bhajan Pranali in this line, and I should respect that. And if I take some other Bhajan Pranali, I'm doing a very big offense. It doesn't mean that other Bhajan Pranali is wrong, but we have this Bhajan Pranali. And we see that in this age of Kali, I have strong faith. The most practical thing is the holy name. Some Vaishnavas may practice this Ekadas Bhava, the Siddha Pranali thing, but who's qualified to get that in Kali Yuga? And who's qualified to give that in Kali Yuga? If a Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he once said that our Siddha Pranali mantra is Tanadapi Sanichina Taror Eva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahari. We consider ourselves very, very fallen, very, very low, and by that type of mentality, it will help us to always chant. And by always chanting, that thing will naturally come. It's not necessary to artificially take that. Is that okay?
Okay.
So many things, it's a very big subject. And we should know something about it. It's not that we should just, you know, don't speak about that. We shouldn't be mushroom devotees, you know, kept in the dark and just fed a bunch of cow poop or something. You know? But we should tell devotees these things too. We have a very strong position on this. And if you meet someone from Radhakund, last year we were in Sweden. What was it? What city was that? Anyway, there was one lady there from Radhakund. She was initiated by the Babaji's. And somehow, I don't know, but she loved our classes. And she was coming to all of our classes and appreciating so much. And we had some frank talks. And she's a very nice person. She wasn't criticizing ISKCON or Prabhupada. And I guess she was appreciating. So if someone's non-envious, they'll appreciate. They'll see, oh, they're chanting the holy name. You may say there's something lacking, but the Bhagavatam, 8th canto, says, mantratas kantratas chidram, desha kala vasudu. In terms of desha, vastu, time and object, there will always be some chidra, some fault. You know? There'd be some fault maybe in your mantra, your tantra, your organized religion, and how we're doing our things. But sarvantrati nishchidram, all that chidra goes far away, anusankirtanam tava. By the chanting of the holy names. This is a statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam, it's the spotless proof. Srimad Bhagavatam advocates the chanting of the holy names, not Siddha Pranali. And it says if anything is lacking in your process, the holy names will make up for everything. So we do that process. Do you want to add anything? Okay. We're just trying to chew on the remnants that he left for us yesterday. It's a nice thing. I was very happy in class. Class should be like this. We should quote Shastra, not just, I think, and I saw a movie on the airplane. And this story's there, and a boy and a girl. That's not Bhagavatam class. We're telling stories about ourselves. We should quote Shastra. Otherwise, we're not doing service for the Vaishnavas. Okay? Anything else to say? Srila Prabhupada ki Vamsa Kakadri Vishcha Kupa Sindhu Deva Cha Padita Nam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Maha. Some devotees are asking us about our new book. We have a new book, When Good Fortune Arises, a biography of Gaura Govinda Maharaj. And Krishna has a copy, and someone wants you to see her. Otherwise,